supercharge your retirement and grow your wealth through real estate, all by leveraging other people's money.
The hardest part of real estate investing is not market knowledge, technical skills, or even the math.
The hardest part and most important part is raising capital to fund your deals. At least it used to be. But we got the answer to simplifying capital raising. Take you from scatter, stress, and scrambling to confident and excited.
Join our 5-day Raise More Money Challenge, your key to learning how to raise all the money you need for every single deal. Head to raisemoremoneychallenge.com to join now.
Don't get caught up in the single biggest struggle experienced by multifamily apartment general partners and capital raisers today. There's not a shortage of money or willing investors out there. You just need the right tools for attracting them, and we got just the thing.
The Raise More Money Challenge teaches our exact blueprint for attracting leads and investors to keep your capital rolling in. No wealthy friends or connections needed to start.
You'll have an immediate and actionable way to raise money fast. Join the challenge at raisemoremoneychallenge.com. That's raisemoremoneychallenge.com.
Why does it feel like this one generation keeps getting knocked back down every time they start to stand up? Is the relentless financial beating they have taken just a series of setbacks? Or is it actually priming them for massive financial success?
Hello, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Think about it. While economic trauma affects everyone, but there's one generation that has been on the receiving end of one economic uppercut after another. You might be wondering, who are we talking about? Which generation could it be? Don't worry, it's none other than the millennials. Yep, it's the millennials, the one who have been called dramatic, sensitive, and even lazy, right? But who have also faced endless economic hits that seems to knock them down every time they stand. Let's recap just a few of the past crises that millennials have clawed and crawled their way through, with tech bubble bursting in 2001, the financial crisis of 2008, the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, and now the interest rate spike of recent years. There's been very little economic stability throughout the lives of millennials. To say that millennials carry a large amount of financial and economic trauma is a bit of understatement, but hope is definitely not lost. In fact, we believe that not in spite of, but because of everything millennials have faced, they have potential to truly thrive, using past experience as a launching pad for lasting financial success. Let's first get to the bottom of how millennials arrive at this pivotal point, how economic turmoil has shaped their financial beliefs and attitude differently than other generations. Then we can explore the financial strategies and retirement plan adjustments needed to secure a better financial future and grow sustainable wealth against all odds.
It's no secret that childhood experience can have a big impact on adult choices, making decisions, and behaviors, right? An example of this is inspired by our dear friend, let's call her Gemma.
So Gemma was raised by parents who, let's just say, is stingy on approval. They wanted Gemma to work hard and become successful, so they expected a lot from her and only praised her for actions that seemed worthy, which was really just left Gemma with a major case of perfectionism. Now, even though she has reached a level of success her parents envisioned for her, she also dealt with relationship troubles, insecurities, and never feeling satisfied or good enough.
Well, it's not hard to see that how she was raised clearly had affect every part of her adult life, and she has to continuously work at challenging her long-held belief and adjusting her behaviors.
Now, it may seem obvious that patterns within a home can affect thoughts, behaviors, and actions, but think about how experiencing economic trauma at a young age can impact how a person grows up as well.
Millennials have adopted certain financial beliefs and attitudes from going through several economic crises that shape how the generation now acts. They may not even realize the impact along the way, but the psychological toll has left them financial scars that are hard to overcome.
Take the 2008 financial crisis for starters. It wasn't a headline on the news or some history book lesson. This crisis was a personal, terrifying experience for most millennials as they watched their parents losing jobs, homes being foreclosed on, and life-saving evaporating basically overnight.
All the security that previous generations had promised them about saving for the future and working hard to make money suddenly went up in smoke, leaving them with not just trauma, but a literal collapse of trust in the entire financial system.
And that's just one financial crisis. One out of many that millennials have faced. It's no wonder that their mistrust has spread to their choices of how they save and invest for their future. Safety has become the ultimate choice for financial decisions for millennials, with anything involving risk being far scarier to take on.
After watching retirement funds, nest egg, and financial futures being ripped away from their parents and peers multiple times, mistrust, skepticism, and financial fear makes sense.
Seeking out lower investment returns to minimize sleepless nights seems like an okay trade-off until they realize that real wealth can't grow from hiding cash in bonds or saving accounts. Plus, the overall impact of only choosing the safest investment doesn't just limit personal wealth, but also economic growth.
Now, are you ready for the good news? The economic trauma that millennials have endured doesn't have to be crushing to any financial goals and dreams.
In fact, due to circumstances outside of their control, millennials have an opportunity to build even more financial resilience than other generations.
In addition to growing up amidst economic chaos, millennials have also grown up in the age of technology, giving them plenty of financial education resources, money management tools, and digital platforms to help put them in control of their money.
They may not trust financial institutions or advisors as much, but the desire for transparency and financial control has inspired millennials to seek out alternative investment options like cryptocurrency, peer-to-peer lending, crowdfunding, or even syndicated real estate deals.
According to the Financial Health Network, about 67% of millennials currently using digital tools for daily financial management decisions.
This generation's draw towards mobile banking, budgeting apps, crowdfunding platforms, and even robo-advisors further demonstrates how the effect of economic trials have given millennials a need for financial control and transparency.
With the help of readily available tech platforms and financial education tools, millennials can set themselves up to withstand whatever the economy throws their way in the future.
It will just take some strategic assessments and more non-traditional approach than other generations have used.
In case you aren't familiar with our personal story, we used to be in fashion manufacturing industry, doing all the supposedly right and traditional things to find success and grow wealth.
And you know what? It worked for a while. We were successful until factors outside of our control led us to lose our biggest clients. In the blink of an eye, our entire future was just up in the air, which was exactly why, like many of our millennial peers, we made changes to take control of our money and future.
Now, this brings us up to another obstacle millennials have found themselves facing: how to save for retirement.
You see, millennials have found ways of working and earning money that are different from previous generations, which is half of millennials engaging in freelance work, according to Freelance Union.
While this offers more flexible schedules and a better work-life balance, it also means that traditional retirement savings accounts are not really an option.
So should entrepreneurial millennials just accept that comfortable retirement is out of the question? Absolutely not. Many are actually turning towards self-directed IRA and solo 401ks. These retirement funds offer the flexibility millennials are craving, which gives them so much more control over the financial futures.
It's definitely a millennial style win-win, but wait, there's more.
Self-directed IRAs and solo 401k offer higher contribution limits, awesome tax benefits, and plenty of alternative investment options for maximum wealth growth.
For the generation that distrusts financial institutions but value things like sustainability and innovation, alternative investment opportunities like multifamily apartments, solar energy projects, oil wells, and even cannabis farms really make for exciting ways to invest capital.
On the subject of alternative investment opportunities, we're reminded of the time when we were passionately sharing about our wealth-building power of multifamily apartment, which we do quite often, and friends of ours would often say things like, yeah, I'll look into it someday when I have money and time.
It's safe to say that our minds were blown by the response, because it's actually a big misconception about many alternative investment options.
They appeal to millennials so much because you don't have to be rich to start, and you don't need to give up your time to succeed.
Millennials who want to invest in multifamily apartments can turn to things like syndication and real estate crowdfunding platform to pool resources and get access to awesome investment opportunities.
What's even more exciting for millennials is that multifamily apartments offer stable cash flow, less risk, and less susceptible to economic fluctuation than any other investment options. The demand for rental properties is also going to remain high, even in the face of future market downturns.
So as unlucky as millennials may appear, the future is not as hopeless as the media makes it sound.
By taking control of your financial education, leaning into the opportunities that this age of technology offers, and choosing economically resilient alternative investment options that offers hands-off, low-risk, scalable approach to putting money to work, you can turn bad luck into lasting wealth and freedom.
Next, learn how other millennials are investing in land that can turn into millions of dollars by tuning into this episode.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.